Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Another week of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. March to the VA from November 11th to 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 per each of the 22 miles we'll be marching to bring awareness to the 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. We'll be marching to connect homeless veterans with services and to help end veteran suicide and homelessness. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission here with Mr. Sir Wesley Source.
That's Mr. Tasty Show to you, sir.
Sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Tasty Show.
Wesley Source here, yeah, yes. Good absolutely. To see you today, John.
Yeah, man. It's like, we are a tag team on these days networking together in the morning,
yep,
but we broke it up and you did the Common Good Business Preface without me, and I appreciate you for that.
Really. Oh, yeah. No, it was a blast. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Got to see a lot of great people. Got to talk to them and got to network. It was great.
That's awesome.
We missed you, though.
I missed the place. I mean, the Marana Chamber of Commerce breakfast was pretty cool, but definitely Arizona Sands Club's my cheers. So,
Fair enough.
Yeah, I missed it.
Agreed.
But we have another one of our buddies. I want to imagine we both probably met him through the Arizona Sands Club as well.
We did.
And his name is Mark Weiss. I've already learned so much. Actually, excuse me. His name is Mark Weiss. You're a Lexus guy. Yeah, I've already learned so much from him. One, the first day I met him, I think you had these cuffs on or something. You had something that like...
Those are my cufflinks?
Yeah, your cufflinks. He had like cufflinks or something that I saw that was just like... You think things out completely. And I thankfully we've made a friendship. We've had him on the show once before. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a copy of his book and his manual. And kind of as I got started through it, I've already learned so much, you know, kind of not only refreshing some of the stuff I already mm-hmm, knew, mm-hmm. but kind of give me some new little trinkets, just kind of like those you did with those cufflinks. So thank you, Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy, for joining us on the show, brother.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So just right off the bat, I already mentioned it, so I kind of gave a little spoiler. Tell us about your book and the manual on sales fundamentals.
Yeah, it's really designed to be a training course that kind of one fell into the other, mm-hmm. right? And it really stemmed from being out there and networking and recognizing that a lot of people weren't prepared in how to describe their business. You know, we talked about 30-second elevator pitches, you know, mm-hmm. you stand up mm-hmm. and tell mm-hmm. everybody who you are and what you do. And a lot of folks just weren't able to do that. Mm-hmm. So... That's how the idea originated. Mm. And really what I recognize is a lot of people would say, oh, you know, you're in sales and I could never do that. And mm-hmm. I'm not that pushy. And, mm-hmm. you know, so, it, you know, everybody it has a different, but it was always a negative connotation, you know, mm-hmm. Geared towards sales. And then I'm thinking, well, you own your own business. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you say you're not in sales? You sell yourself every day, or at least I hope mm-hmm. you do. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's how that came about. Most people don't recognize if they're not involved in sales what a sales process is, right? There's a process to it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an art. It's a flow.
Yeah, right? For sure. And to that point, you like in reading your book, the first chapter, like it really grabbed me. Like each one kind of like encompasses the root of it. Mm-hmm. And then the first chapter, it was understanding the talk. Which I thought the simplicity and the way that it kind of brought everything together just in the language of it and knowing kind of the different structural parts of it. Explain that more.
Yeah, like with any industry, there's always jargon, mm-hmm. right? There's industry jargon, and you try to, you know, it's difficult when you're presenting something to a customer or a prospective customer and mm. you start using industry jargon. Well, they're not privy to that industry mm-hmm. jargon. So you have to, eliminate that. So it was really challenging for me to try to write a book on a sales process without any type of jargon mm-hmm. In it, right? So that was the idea, just to kind of make it real clean, mm-hmm. Just understanding what a basic process is.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, definitely. How can people that are interested in looking into what Lexus has to offer get a hold of you?
Oh, gosh.
I know. You just throw curveballs one at the other.
Right. So you can go to, I'm at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway.
Okay.
And, we have obviously new Lexus cars. We've got pre-owned, quality pre-owned cars, Lexus certified pre-owned cars, Lexus of Speedway.com. You can get a hold of me at the store. I'm at the Speedway location.
Now, a question we didn't ask last time we had you on the show is, like, give us your 30-second pitch, you know, for... You're Mark the Lexus guy. Like, you know what? Give us your... I don't think we did that last time.
Yeah. I'm Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy, and I'm on a mission to erase the negative stigma associated with the automotive business. I'm going to do that by delivering next-level service to my clients, by being 100% authentic, real, showing up in a way that serves my clients the best. And I'm looking to create a fan base, not just a customer base.
Well, I mean, as we know, I want a car. I need a car. Okay. So I am, this is not only a theoretical scenario I'm going to put, but this is possibly a realistic scenario. I step on the lot and I'm looking for a car. How do we maneuver me through that process to find what I actually want? Because particularly it's a Lexus dealership or even any car dealership, you know, it's like, it's a matter of heart, it's a matter of feelings. Like, you know, how do we find that?
Yeah, I think with any, you know, you have to be open-minded to finding a sales consultant that's going to work with you, right? And that sales consultant should be concerned about what your needs are. They should be doing a needs analysis, sitting down before you even run out to the lot. You know, you should be coming inside, and you should be welcomed, greeted, and, you know, sat down just like we were in a living room, right? Or just here, you know, casually having a conversation and find out, I need to find out from you, what is it that you're looking for in an automobile? What are the things that you liked about the last car that you had? What are the things that you're looking for in a new car? You know, and then you have to talk about the brass tacks too. You have to talk about the dollars and cents, because that's ultimately that's involved, right? And so that shouldn't be a barrier. It should be... it should be addressed right up front. So what's your budget?
How can we get a hold of you? I mean, that one's the biggest thing. We got to get a hold of you.
Yeah. You can get a hold of me, mweiss@royaltucson.com. You can get a hold of me, 520-338-5514. That's my direct line.
What was that number again?
520-338-5514. And I'm happy to answer any questions that people have. If you have concerns about, you know, interest rates and, you know, because the car business, just like real estate and a lot of other businesses, are kind of going crazy right now. Interest rates are high. So if you need to talk and kind of figure out what you need, I'm happy to do it. Just answer any questions.
Give me that number one more time.
520-338-5514.
That's Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy. Thank you once again for joining us, Mark.
Oh, thank you guys. Appreciate it. It's nice to see you. Yeah, good to see you guys too. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Pastor John McClain here with Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. This is the Common Good Radio Show. And we want to thank our sponsors once again: Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, BBB, Serving Southern Arizona, Seton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, The Tucson Tasty Show, The Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, Mark Weiss, your Lexus guy, our favorite, Unscrewed Theater, and White Stallion Ranch. We'll be back with all that and more after this break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. March to the VA from November 11th to November 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 for each of the 22 miles we'll be marching to bring awareness to the 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. We'll be marching to connect homeless veterans with services and to help to end veteran suicide and homelessness. Today, I have an organization and an amazing lady, one of my favorite women in the city of Tucson, probably on the planet, probably, if she's one of my favorite in the city of Tucson, with an organization that does, I would say, it's safe to say this, granted, it's wholly a matter of opinion, but does even greater work than the nonprofit that I'm part of. And I've said this many times, and I will say it again because it's an absolute fact. My favorite nonprofit on the planet, and it is Pep Inc., And they are doing once again this year. I think this will be either the third or fourth year that we'll be talking about it. The 13th year that they'll be doing it in all, the Amato Chili Cook-Off. Thank you, Amy Bass, for joining us.
Woohoo. Yeah. Thank you, John. I love the introduction.
Absolutely. I got so excited I didn't even introduce who we are. I'm Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission here with Wesley Soares with the Tasty Tucson Show. The
Tucson Tasty Show.
Yeah, absolutely. There we go. Yeah, I'll get it. Yeah.
He's made us hungry.
I know. Yeah. With the talk of like all the amazing chefs we've already had on the show, mm-hmm. and earlier today we had on Meals, Wheels. I always butcher it.
Mobile Meals.
There we go. There it is. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, if you guys haven't tuned in to the Tucson Tasty Show, tune in every Sunday from 1:30 to 2 at KBOI.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, Amy, please tell us about we've been definitely circling on a lot. We have it coming up this coming weekend, November 18th. So a couple weekends out still, right?
Mm-hmm. Don't scare me.
Yeah, sorry. We're a couple weekends out. But we've been kind of really trying to make sure people know what it is, how to plug in, you know, where they can be involved. I heard a little something about being a chef, entering your car, being a judge. I know Wesley mm-hmm. got super excited about that notion, but it'll probably be better if it comes from you. You tell us.
Yeah.
Especially Wesley, he's never heard about it. What is the Amato Chili Cook-Off?
Well, that's my goal, John, is through this radio broadcast that he's going to be like so eager to get down there. Yeah, because it's just,
absolutely.
It's a gem in the desert. It's kind of a lot of people who have been, they keep coming back. And people that don't know about it. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, trying to get the word out there and let more people know, because behind the Amato Chili Cook-Off is a great fundraiser. It's helping kids in rural areas that just have high need and don't have a lot of resources. Mm-hmm. So all of our proceeds are going to go to the new Amato Youth Center, and we got programs doing social-emotional competencies and supports and resources and meals and all kinds of things for these kids and their families.
It's, noble cause there.
It's helping them.
And it's just briefly, I know we've mentioned in the past, but just talk about this need in that area that's just so, like, when they say underserved, like, they're understating that.
Right. Yeah. Well, Amato is more of a, it's more of a zip code. It's more of a location. It's not really a jurisdiction. It's kind of just out there. Mm. It's unincorporated Pima County, and it's on the periphery. Mm-hmm. So, and here's a fun fact. The county line, like, cuts right through Amato. Mm. So if you look it up, it kind of looks like it's Santa Cruz County, but then part of it's in Pima County. And so, you know, not only is there a lack of resources, but think about those kind of challenges. And so families needing services, needing assistance, there's so many things that this beautiful community could benefit from. So... yeah.
So how many chefs are you going to be having to make this this chili? And are they going to make chili?
Yeah. So, you know, it's...
or are they going to make a chili adjacent?
Interesting question. Like the no meat chili. I won't be having any of this.
No.
Or is there going to be
meat? I love the vegetarian chili. Yeah. Oh, but so let me just say that bringing chili is like one of the requirements to be a chili cook, right?
Okay.
So they will show up with 10 gallons of chili, delicious chili. And we have
10 gallons.
Wow. Think about that. That is like a ton.
Oh, no, I can think of it.
That's right up your alley, isn't it? That's right up your alley. Yeah, he did a catering job a couple weekends ago, and he learned that he's not going to get into catering, but I could
see
you doing a chili cook-off.
It was the most that they've ever had in their lives, and I said, you'll never have it again.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. This is a unicorn.
So 15 cooks, we are up to. We have broken our record.
That's 150 gallons of chili. Just quick math, right?
It is.
That's a lot.
You have to come hungry.
And who are like some of the notable ones in regards to those cooks?
So this is really interesting. Originally, we would just have restaurants. And now that the word has gotten out, this year we actually have 4 JTED schools that have culinary departments that are going to be competing.
Okay.
And it's fun because,
yeah,
we've got the kids and they have so much fun doing it. And we've got, you know, some of our longtime chili cooks. We've got the Longhorn Grill and Saloon. They've won a couple years. We've got Chef Charles. He's always a high competitor. The man is a brilliant chef. We have Two Back Jacks, Madeira Sunrise. I'm trying to think. Charlie's Chili, Casino Lale. They come. They've been there quite a few years. And I think new this year is the Green Valley Sawarita Optimist Club.
Okay.
So, we got people with optimism.
I like optimism a lot.
I love optimism.
I'm a big fan of optimism. It really lifts me up, for sure. And then vendors, is that something that you guys have there?
So have you finished your holiday shopping yet, John?
I have not even started.
Most people.
You know, November just started, and I played Christmas carols for the first time today.
Oh, really? How did that feel?
Beautiful. It was amazing.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah. I like my Michael Bublé.
That's why you look so chippery today. You do look like a young Santa Claus, so
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I mean that as a 100% compliment, just so you know.
The padding's all natural, though.
No, I was thinking like more of like the Tim Allen Santa Claus before like he completely like this magic spell hit him.
But you know that it's great because you're in your car, the windows are rolled up because it's November, and you know all the words, so you can like sing to all those songs.
Oh, see, I roll down my windows, everybody else starts gathering.
We're getting so sidetracked. Tell me about vendors, please, Amy.
Okay, so the vendors. Okay, so shopping. We really targeted in on people that have stuff to sell, fun stuff, because I love to shop local, right? So we have like, oh, God. Gosh, there's 31 right now. We have room for 9 more. We have like Whippoorwill Cricket Decor. I love this. This one's new, and I'm just, I guess, I must be hungry today. Dottie's Toffees.
Yeah.
Does that not sound
Did you not
wonderful?
Eat lunch, Amy?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Man, I'm gonna bring food for you next time we come, just in case.
Okay, Hands-On Creations. We got Greasewood Hopi Arts.
Nice. Gosh, that's cool.
It sounds like a networking event for me.
Yeah, it sounds like the definitely. Place to be. For sure.
And they have beautiful stuff. And that's just it. You're walking around in the sun with your little cup of chili, and there's music playing all day.
Yeah. And it's a motto.
Yeah, and it's helping
the sky
people.
Is big.
It's all good, like in every direction. That's awesome. Well, we're going to talk about that and more after the break here with Amy Bass with Pep Inc. and the Amato Chili Cook Off. Real quick, tell them how they can go to the website.
So, website. AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
Awesome.
We made it really simple. AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
I'm Pastor John McClain here with Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. This is the Common Good Radio Show. Don't get confused. We'll be back right after the break. Also, if you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org, please check it out. We have the Common Good Business Breakfast the first Wednesday of every single month. We invite you to join us. It'll be a good opportunity to network and meet the awesome people that support the Common Good Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show with your host, Pastor John McClain. This is brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm your guest co-host, Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. Good to be here, John. Thank you very much for letting me bring you in.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, brother. You give me that little extra spunk that the show needs. So, and not only just being here right now, but just letting me join you on the Tucson Tasty Show and that.
Oh, of course. It's so
bombshell
much
that it's been. It's been just unbelievable, the talent that you have, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Not only spunk, but spice.
There we go. I like her.
Hey, so we were talking about your chili cook-off, and there's going to be a unique element that you're going to have there as well, other than the 150 gallons of chili that you need people to come and eat.
And that's Amy Bass with Pep Inc. and Amato Chili Cook-Off,
just for the record.
For our beautiful listeners that are wondering.
So tell us about the cars.
Yeah. So it doesn't stop with chili. excuse me.
Oh, but there's more.
Oh, yes, there is. More. Okay, so you pay $5, you get a wristband, you get to taste all the chili from all the cooks all day long until we run out. Actually, the whole day is from 9 to 3. The chili starts at 10:30.
Okay.
This year, it won't run out. We'll have chili, like, forever. Okay, this is great. So 10:30 to 12:30 is
I'll bring
the chili.
A big bucket to bring some home.
There you go.
But you know what? You're going to have...
It's in Amato, and this is important because this time of year, the winds change. So Sarita's downwind from Amato.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to be there. You got to come out to Amato and have the chili. Uh-huh. Yeah, be a part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, they'll smell it, and then they'll come and show up because it smells so good. Yeah. So, yeah, in addition to the 15 cooks and the all-you-can-eat chili for $5 and $5 to park, which is also money goes to the youth center, we have the 31 vendors. We're going to have 40 in just a minute here. Mm. So, if that's not enough, we've also got the Randy and Rose Estes Classic Car and Motorcycle Show, which Randy was a member of our team. Rest in peace, Randy. Thank you for all your support over the years. But we have this phenomenal car show, and it is called the Classic Car and Motorcycle Show, but like we take them all, trucks, trikes, we've got everything. And we've been running about 75, 80 cars over the past few years. Right now, we are at 26. I'm just going to tell you, you have friends and you have 26. Friends with cars. Let them know. We have a lot of cars that come and register the day of. They come in the morning. Yep. But we still have room. And we have six categories. We have like sports car, we have replica, we have before 1959 and older.
Are you guys on Facebook? Is there a page? What's the page?
Well, if you go to the, if you just plug in the Amato Chili Cookoff, you're going to find it. Mm-hmm. And the website, AmatoChiliCookoff.org, you can go there.
Okay. Yeah.
Cars can register online.
And
everything.
I've tagged Amato Chili Cookoff before on our Facebook page. So if you put in Amato, it will just automatically kind of pick up the event.
I'm going to send it to a bunch of people on... We'll see what happens.
And, and with the event right now, you know, we got, you know, coming up on the 18th, so it's just, you know, just a couple weeks away. Mm-hmm. Sorry to say that. Hopefully that didn't stress you out. But what are your greatest needs currently?
Well, number one, I just think more people need to know about it. We usually get about 2,000 people coming out.
Nice. Wow.
Anybody wants to step up and volunteer, we're also accepting volunteers. Nice. It's a really fun day. Plus, we feed all the volunteers for free. We're going to have music. We've got tonight Sunshine Band, Chalaco, Uncommon Crossroads, a couple others. And, you know, we couldn't do any of this without our sponsors. So we have Pima County Attractions and Tourism sponsoring us and Tucson Electric Power and a whole bunch of other people. But if you go to the website, AmatoChiliCookoff.org, you can see videos of past years. You can donate. You can register. You can contact us. So any of the information you need. But it absolutely is a really enjoyable day, and the weather is supposed to be perfect. So it's off exit 48 on I-19 South. You get off at the Arivaca Road exit, and you will see it because it's like right there.
Oh, but there's more.
But
you
wait.
You have bands.
Yes.
Yeah, tell
music.
Us about that.
Okay, so tonight's Sunshine, Chalaco, Uncommon Crossroads. We've got Bryce Harper and Diluvia.
Okay.
So we're going to have music. We're going to have chili. We're going to have shopping, the vendors, shop local. And, of course, the car show.
That's really incredible. So the genre with these bands, tell me what the genre is.
They are all different. So we value and support diversity.
Of course.
So we have very young musicians, and we have more experienced veteran bands.
Nice.
And so, and Chalaco is a fascinating group. If you haven't seen them, they're down at like the Tucson, the one downtown, Meet Yourself. And they play everything. They have so many instruments. They're fantastic.
That's super cool.
Yeah. The Tonight Sunshine is a group of kids that have come up, you know, in Tucson. They're local. And our stage manager, one of his kids is in that band, and watching them grow up the great kids. Really talented.
And I've definitely seen Bryce Harper play before. He's awesome. He's brilliant. Which, I mean, I think Bryce Harper, he's a testament to kind of what Amy's circling on, that just, we just have so much amazing talent here in Tucson, and it's
absolutely,
it's beautiful when we have events like this that can feature that.
Yeah, and the kids. We will bring the kids up on stage. They do a 50-50 raffle. The kids are there to work in, to try to make money to support their programs. Yeah.
Awesome.
And last year, the winner got over $500 in the 50-50 raffle. So
super,
that's
cool.
Fun.
Super cool. So how? Tell us once again how people can plug in, connect, website, phone number, where it's at, all that fun stuff.
Okay. It is on Saturday, November 18th. It is from 9 to 3. Chili starts at 10:30, goes till 12:30, or until we run out of chili. And you've got the vendors, you've got the chili cooks. It's $5 all you can eat chili, $5 to park.
Can't beat that.
Yeah,
150
the car,
gallons of chili.
You're going to try for it all, aren't you?
The people that bring their cars and enter the car show, they actually get a gift.
Oh,
they get free chili and they get a gift.
Nice.
So, yeah.
It's, you guys know how to do people right. You really do.
Well, you know what? Yeah. The community has done us right, and we have the inner heart is to serve these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet them, you want to hug them. They're so sweet. They're wonderful kids. They just don't have the opportunities that you have in an urban setting. So we're trying to bring that to our rural community.
Nice.
And thank you, John, for letting us be here.
Yeah, no better way to end than that. Well, thank you, Amy, with Motto Chili Cook-Off
for
joining us. I'm Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Mr. Wesley Source with The Tucson Tasty... Wait, I did it wrong.
The Tucson Tasty Show.
I'll get
Stay
it.
Tasty Tucson.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show with your host, Pastor John McClain, and I'm your guest co-host, Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. We're here with Ron Arenas of Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And we're going to talk to Pastor John about Veteran Rescue Mission, because you have a pretty important mission coming up next weekend. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a fun little twist having Rod in here, huh?
Yeah,
as like
it is.
The guest co-host here with you.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is kind of like almost like a little starter, because in another couple weeks... This will actually be the guys next door. We'll be saying
I can't wait.
Now time for the guys next door, brought to you by Pitcher Rocks Clean Heating and Plumbing.
Right.
You'll be actually saying, I am Ron Arenas with that very Pitcher Rocks Clean Heating and Plumbing, and I'll say, and I'm Pastor John McClain, here to make sure he doesn't crash the ship.
And I actually, today we announced that on the 19th, we're going to 3 p.m., three to 4 on the Tucson Tasty Show, full hour, because it was demanded that we do that. So
The people needed more.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
and Ron is going to be a whole segment on there. He's going to be the first segment with it's going to be the Tucson Tasty Show, Coffee with Ron, brought to you by the guys next door.
Right.
Yeah.
And Pitcher Rocks Cooling and Heating. So
we'll take it.
So tell me, Pastor John, you're doing a short walk from your house
just
to the VA.
A little walk. It's a skip, we'll call it.
Veteran Administration Hospital. And it is 22 miles. And that's significant. And unfortunately, that number has gone up. But tell us more about that.
Yeah. I mean, we just kind of the origin of Veteran Rescue Mission was the Veterans Administration put out a report in 2015 that said 22 veterans commit suicide a day. Mm-hmm. And, you and I, Wesley, both being veterans, I imagine it hits you just like it hit me. It's just like, well, I got to do something.
Right.
I got to do something. You know, we all kind of play our different part. But I felt, you know, being so involved as I was with the homeless population and and a population in need, we started this tiny house village and transition center where we'd locate and get referred homeless veterans, get them healthy at our site. You know, they'd be able to stay there as long as they needed, ostensibly, and then we get them connected with housing through getting them a housing voucher, getting them a job, all those different things that, you know, in the military we call battle buddying up with them, and helping them through that process. And so this year, we usually just camp out in one spot, but this year we're going to actually camp out with the people at their camps on the street. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be walking from our tiny house village on the northwest part of Tucson, or Marana, to the south side of Tucson, the VA, and stopping at these different camps, locating the homeless veterans that are there, learning as much as I can from the unhoused population mm-hmm. on the street to find out what their needs are. I'll have a whole bunch of neat items to connect them with, and then hopefully I'll talk a couple homeless veterans to join me at the VA so I can get them registered.
Right.
Wow, that's great. And how can people donate?
Yeah, veteranrescuemission.org is definitely the best way to go. There's a donate button on the bottom. So we're asking that people donate $22 for every 22 miles that we'll be walking. Technically, if you search it, Veteran Rescue Mission, the property is 18 miles from the VA, but I will be kind of walking in a serpentine type manner through these different camps. So definitely at veteranrescuemission.org is the best way to donate for this. We've worked with a lot of different groups over the years. So we have a lot of like the socks and the water and the neat items in those capacity we need right now. Definitely we need the money part of things. So when we do get connected with these veterans, we can have the all the stuff that we need to get them from A to Z, which as Wesley saw when I included him in a grant that Arizona Department of Veterans Services is putting out there pretty much for the work that we do, that there's a lot that goes into locating a veteran to getting him to where we are now.
And that's actually, you know, a good point. How do you find veterans and how can veterans find you? I mean, there's got to be, they don't just walk up to you and go, hey, Pastor John, I heard about you on the radio and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy. But thankfully, I mean, with this show and the reason that why we started this show primarily is because, you know, I get two or three phone calls a day just from either people that listen to this show or people that were referred from an agency, because we're the, you know, for lack of a better term, we're the only show in town that does what we do. We're the only agency in Tucson that has an alternative shelter site only for veterans, or specifically for veterans, and does the navigation and social service work that we do to connect them with housing. A lot of that is done in five or six different places, and in a way we help connect them with a lot of those places, but there isn't a tiny house village or an alternative shelter like ours. So it's definitely a blessing to get those referrals, but this going out in the street doing the outreach, you know, a lot of the times voluntarily, you know, what I call putting on my Jesus sandals and going doing his work. You know, that's how we do it. Just going out there to the camps, going out to where the people are, finding out what they need, getting them what they need, building those relationships so that way they'll trust us when I tell them, if you go to the VA, they'll give you a voucher to get housing, I promise you.
And that's got to be a big part of it right there, is building that trust, right?
I mean, yeah, that's what I was going to ask about. I mean, does it take a while to build that trust? I mean, I would think that, you know, just on the first approach that they're not going to trust you, you know, if they don't know who you are.
Well, that's, I mean, I think it's been like the biggest blessing of the work that I do. And when I say I mean me as John McClain, because, you know, and I want to think you probably experienced it as, you know, Ron Arenas prior to where you are now, where it's just like when you don't have a calling, you don't know what your calling is, it's a very bewildering place to be as a human. But God put me exactly where I needed to be. So most veterans, whether they're homeless or not, if I talk to them, usually from within 5 or 10 minutes, they're going to be open to me to help them if they need help.
Wow. So that connection with them. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like I said, whether they're homeless or not, because like even I think Wesley could attest it within probably one of the many things that we talked about when we first met each other, probably were some of those needs that he had that he needed to deal with, or where his situation was. And I probably left him with at least one pearl that he'll be able to do something with in the future. And I don't want to speak for you, but that'd be my suspicion. That's usually kind of what
absolutely.
I do.
It was, definitely. And And getting to that point, you know, it's veterans don't trust very quickly, mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to the VA, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of negative condensation when you talk to veterans. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken to veterans, and you know, I'm service connected. Mm-hmm. I go to the VA. I deal with them, and unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of veterans out there that think the VA is evil, mm-hmm. and they don't care about us, and mm-hmm. and that's just not the case in Tucson.
Yeah.
And
well, I don't think it's the case at all. I mean, we're as veterans, we're used, particularly if you served long enough, you're used to working with veterans. So,
right.
And in the most VAs are made up, they're composed of civilians. They're right. actually, mm-hmm. I think most of them have less than 20% employed by veterans. So, you know, veterans may have an issue with that, and I get it. It's unfortunate, you know. But to your point, a lot of the work that I do is helping them soften themselves right. to that. Oh, because okay. as much as we want to just deal with veterans, we can't just deal with veterans.
Right.
You yeah, know, there's only 1% of us that ever serve in the military, so you know we have to figure those things. And a big part of that is, you know, and something that I dealt with myself is the mental part of that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just as simple as helping someone change their mindset so they're a little bit more optimistic than they were, or sometimes it's taking them to a specialist to help them get that help that they need from the trauma that they either experience in the military or maybe trauma they experience as a child that they never addressed.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's heavy stuff.
It's heavy, yeah. I know.
But that's needed.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, I and it's why this part of things, we don't usually have a segment for, but definitely coming in a Veterans Day, and definitely just so compelled by this event. You know, this will be the 13th year that we do something like this, but this one's super special to me because I'm going to be leaving the property by myself with mm-hmm. a backpack, really trying to emulate the model that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave us the best that I possibly can, because this picture just keeps coming in my head of Jesus leaving his home where his mother is, where his father, his family.
All your comforts.
Yeah. And going out and saying, okay, I'm going to gather my apostles and do the work that my father has called me to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And just the thought of that just hits me in such a deep place that I'm excited for it. I
know a lot when you have a calling, definitely. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. it's in you.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go walk, and I'm gonna go talk, and I'm gonna go learn, and I really look forward to seeing what God has in store for me.
Absolutely. So tell us again, how can we get to you to support you with this mission and more?
Yeah, well, veteranrescuemission.org is the spot. Whether you're going to find out about this radio show, or you're going to find out about our Homeless Veteran Transition Center and Tiny House Village Veteran Rescue Mission, or you're going to find about, I don't talk about it much, but we actually also run a private practice for therapy. So mm-hmm. if you need couples therapy, if you're a veteran and you need a private therapy, definitely give us a call, 520-329-9192. But all of that you can find at veteranrescuemission.org. I'm really trying to help the community. I guess, you know, sometimes it may not come across like that because we do a lot of different things, but for me, it just all goes back to minimizing homelessness and suicide among veterans. So definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org to help us do that.
Absolutely.
Man, we just got deep today, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you, Wesley, as always, for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's Wesley Source with the Tucson Tasty Show. You heard him just a little while ago, and I got Mr. Ron Arenas, my one of my many wingmen with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, keeping you cool all summer long.
That's right.
And going to be keeping you warm in the winter here. And this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. March to the VA, November 11th through 13th. If you want to support that, go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 to bring awareness to the 22 veterans, unfortunately, that commit suicide a day. We'll see you next week.